This week, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said some of his allies asked him to scale back attacks on the Russian oil and gas sector, like this one last week. Even though Russia's ability to fund the war in Ukraine is being hugely boosted by high oil and gas prices.
If we're talking about 3 months or 6 months, they might get anywhere from $100 to $150 billion in additional revenues.
For 4 years, Ukraine's allies have piled sanctions on Russian oil and gas exports, forcing Moscow to use a so-called shadow fleet of tankers. Hundreds of aging vessels under false flags, often with tracking systems turned off.
There's extreme risks associated with these vessels. They're oftentimes not insured.
The UK says it will soon join other European nations in seizing at least some of those vessels in European waters. So why, at the same time, would some allies ask Zelensky to hold back on attacking Russian energy? Well, around a quarter of the world's oil supply comes from Gulf countries, much of that now impacted by the Iran war. But almost 12% more comes from Russia. To keep that flowing, the US has already lifted sanctions on some Russian oil.
The net effect here is not only that these parties will be able to sell that oil to the tune of billions of dollars, but it also now frees up their capacity so they can start moving new cargo that's oftentimes illicit too.
The European Union has also delayed some stronger oil and gas sanctions on Russia.
They cannot at the same time give more money to Russia while they're spending on rearmament against Russia. Of course, the risk is the US.
So decisions made across the West in the coming months could signal just how much it is willing to pay to support Ukraine.